Our team name is called the Wet Lips, okay? You just said the left fielder had a huge vagina.
I guess I do. I do eat fish sometimes.
I bet.
Do you emasculate?
Yeah, I bet she does.
Mike and I haven't had sex in 3 years.
I don't need to know about.
And if you're not comfortable with how normal dykes have sex, then maybe you're not gay.
Lesbian.
Pussy.
Butch.
Tight buns.
Dykes.
Gay crap?
This is Adam Shartoff, and you're listening to FilmWax Radio, the independent film talk show. Every week, we're visited by filmmakers, actors, journalists, programmers, and others to sit down and chat about the state of independent film. F2 the 7th is a homoneurotic web series about Ingrid and her descent into lesbian middle age. Judgmental as ever, Ingrid is stuck somewhere between FTM and PSP. We're going to get explanations of these terms, I'm sure, in the next few minutes. As she struggles to find herself in a world where sexuality and gender have left her old-fashioned lesbianism behind. Ingrid Youngerman is a producer, writer, and director from Palm Bay, Florida. She's a thesis student at NYU. Smart girl here, too. She was awarded a Tisch Fellowship, a graduate assistantship in editing, and a scholarship from the New York Women in Film and Television. She's a co-creator of the award-winning web series The Slope, which was featured in Brooklyn Magazine, The Guardian, IndieWire, Filmmaker Magazine, Slate's Culture, GabFest. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there she is. And The Huffington Post. Ingrid is developing several projects at the moment, including the feature film Traumata, which is a thriller. And another film, a dramatic film called Body of Work, and Leghorn Road, a horror movie. We'll find out the difference between what a thriller is and a horror film today. I've been curious about this myself. and more. Let's move on to our second guest, Anne Carr. She's a recurring character on F to 7.
I am.
Okay.
I started out with a special date with Ingrid on The Slope. She just touched my knee.
Oh, wait a minute.
Can you cut that later?
Hold that there.
Okay. Don't talk. Let me finish your intro. You know, this is, let's see. Okay, Anne recently guest starred on Louie. Oh, we can talk about that. That's a great show, of course. Mm-hmm. Her solo show, Use It, was nominated for a 2009 ECNY Award for Best One-Person Show. And ran for nearly a year to sold out audiences on the UCB New York and LA stages. Great. She also it's not like the first time I'm reading this, of course. I'm just also playing devil's advocate. I'm speaking for the audience.
Awesome.
As well. So these little side comments are.
Mm-hmm.
And she also starred in the Comedy Central web series Honesty, which was nominated for an Emmy. And also won the 2007 Webby Award. Well, that's a big deal. That's what the audience is saying to themselves. Her solo character show, There Is Only Only One You, was also nominated for a 2008 ECNY Award. And Anne currently spends most of the time writing and producing her web series, The Actress. So you are, goodness, very busy.
I try.
Yeah. welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome,
thanks.
Anne, and Ingrid to... Max,
thanks for having us.
So how long is we're here because of F2 7th, which is a reference to what?
It's the subway right near my house, so the F to 7th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And I think The Slope's a better title, but I kind of wanted a fresh start.
Mm-hmm. So was this a relaunching of the show that or was it just a variation on what the existing The Slope series?
Yeah, it's a spinoff. It's not it's not The Slope, but it's kind of me without Desiree, kind of as a single person in Park Slope.
Mm-hmm.
And more, the issues are less about relationships with your partner. They're more about relationships with friends and the gay community and
mm-hmm.
dogs.
And how did you both meet Anne and Ingrid? How did you guys?
Oh, actually, I was in second year grad film at NYU. My friend Heather Fink made a film, and I was gaffing on it really poorly. Mm-hmm. And Anne was in it, and I was so impressed. She was mm-hmm. awesome. Real, her comic timing was awesome. That was a great cast, actually. Hannibal Buress was in mm-hmm. it. And I had already always remembered Anne, and then she worked with a classmate of mine, Charles Rogers. And I really wanted her to be in The Slope, so mm-hmm. I emailed her and asked her. And
I feel so special right now.
And it was that laugh that sold it. Well, it's got a great laugh.
I'm right? sure you've had your fair share of auditions.
Oh, I audition 24 sevs, man. 24 yeah. sevs.
What's that mean?
Yeah.
It will. It had to be especially nice to be reached out to. Is my point, right?
Because you live in a world of rejection.
Yeah.
All the time, every day. No, no, no.
See, now again, if you were Jewish,
you'd be used to it.
You're interrupting and getting rejected.
or a Jehovah's Witness, which I grew up as. Unfortunately.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought it was Catholic,
Catholic. My mom is.
I mean,
is
I'm not trying to correct you.
Catholic, yeah, right. Catholic slash. No, my mother grew up Catholic, and then me and my brother and sister grew up Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's major. That's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's a whole other web series.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So when does the show launch? The web series?
January 21st.
And okay, so January 21st coming right up, right? And how long was The Slope on? How many episodes did you do?
We did 24 episodes. I did 20, and then Desiree did the last four.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was running a couple years. But people are now emailing me just finding it. So it's interesting how long it takes for people to find stuff like that. I guess because there's so much content out there.
Oh, very much so. I mean,
takes a while.
I know very well. The Slope was on. I was just trying to get some the idea, the scope of things. And when did you get the idea? And how did that come about? For doing a web series.
Originally.
Yeah. Exactly.
Desiree was also an NYU grad, and she took a directing course from Ira Sachs. And as one of their exercises, they had to make a film. And she and I decided that actually we had a conversation about what she should do. And we started arguing, I believe. And then I just said, why don't you just use this and we'll record ourselves arguing. And then that was the first episode. We didn't know it was going to be a web series yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That was when?
I'm so bad with time. I think...
in the last year or two.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Because I asked because I'm just trying to... You know, back in the day, maybe 4, 5, or 6 years ago when you first started hearing about web series, it was sort of low-rent version of a real series or, you know, the production values were going to be pretty lousy. But... when I'm watching something like this show, you know, I've seen some clips from it and I watched a little bit. It's a major leap forward.
This new show?
Well, just from where web series have come in general.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, The Slope was low production value, and we just paid out of pocket, and we just basically would go out with a camera. And no offense to the person that actually shot it, because she's awesome. But we just did it really fast. It was just her and the two of us, mm-hmm. and she did sound and camera, mm-hmm. and it was just to get it done. And I think part of that is the charm of the show, mm-hmm. If anybody thinks it's charming at all. But and then for this one, I wanted to up the production value. I found Ed Barnes. He's a friend of mine and also a classmate, and he's really talented. The sound guy's super talented. The editor, it's the first time that I've worked with a really professional editor, and everything has been such an awesome experience, but the crew has been so tight and so talented. Mm-hmm. I think that makes it look and sound better. And
also another thing I would assume is because of the nature of how so many channels for content nowadays that web series are being also looked at in a very different way than they used to be. You know, people are looking at web series now to maybe
To be produced. Yeah. My friends Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer have a series. You know Broad City, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's an example of something that was a web series and is now being just shot a pilot for Comedy Central. And the actress was actually written up with Broad City as a show that could go from web to television.
That's awesome.
So it's, and yeah, and I think also too, like having people like Amy Sedaris and Michael Showalter and Dan Karn, and, you know, like no, but having people like that is real cachet for your series. And I know that part of what helped those ladies get out, you know, further was that Amy Poehler was on their finale episode, and she's a real champion of the series, and like they all collaborated, and that was really a boon for them, you know. Like,
yeah, I agree. I think that having Michael Showalter and Ann Carr and Gabby Hoffman and Ashley Atkinson and Amy Sedaris is, I mean, it's a way to validate everything. I think web series now are more validated in their own right, but I think more people are paying attention. It's more of a calling card. People are watching them more and finding them more and kind of looking at that, not to replace a film festival, but it's the web series version. Like if people are looking at that kind of work, and then, I mean, I haven't been contacted, but I feel like contacted to maybe turn it into something else, TV show or film.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also seems like at some point or other, it is the final version of what it's going to be. It doesn't have to be upgraded.
Exactly.
Like, you know, a web series can be the upgrade. I mean, with great actors, talent, writing, editing, as you mentioned, and production value, you know, maybe there is a way through sponsorships or advertisements. And
I think there will
product,
be.
Very carefully placed product endorsements. Right. You know.
I think there will be. It might be happening with some people, but for me, I think monetarily it's not something that people do to make money right now.
Mm-hmm. So is it a calling card, or is it just a
it's just a way,
it a way to keep your
it's a way to keep exactly
and,
it's mm-hmm. a way to keep, you know, practicing and directing and writing, and it's quick, and but I also feel like it's a way to get your name out there when otherwise you might not have it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that with the actress?
Yeah, I needed that. I still need that to like have a creative outlet, and it's really nice, as especially as a actor, to have a voice, because a lot of times you don't feel like you have one. I mean, you do, but you know, a lot of times you're being told what to do, and you know, you're sort of secondary in the pecking order as far as creating goes in the minds of production and crew, you know, like they don't, I mean, at least that's how it feels. So it is really, really, and I love writing, and it's really gratifying to do that. And it is a great way to get exposure on a, you know, and also too, for me, I would do live performances so often, and I would put these shows up and I would invite people to come see it. It's really hard to get people to come out to a show, but it's not hard to put your series out there. It's
right.
Easy to and when you're putting out a good product, it feels really good.
Yeah, and I think another thing that I want to do if I do another season or something is to help everybody who are doing web series build their audience. I think like cross casting sort of would be really interesting, or taking people who are doing web series and bringing their characters into each other's shows and sort of building a story around that. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, you're right. It's sort of like creating this universe. You know.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Ingrid Youngerman and Ann Carr, who are together have developed a web series. You're just acting in it, or you're?
No, yeah. I've been invited to be an actor in the series.
I would like to say on that I feel like what Ann was saying about actors and how people think, you know, they're just kind of. Not that you said this, but like the crew sometimes has sort of like, oh, well, they're just actors. But I feel like completely differently about that, especially being in my own. You're really exposed. You're really vulnerable. There's things going on all around you. You're giving your face and your name to something.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of like someone like Amy Sedaris, she trusted that and really took a chance, I think, because she doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know really what I've done. And I feel like I really was humbled by that whole thing, and understanding the actors are more so than crew putting themselves out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh my God.
I'm just saying that because I want you to be in the
own
show.
Nice. But you know what? It's because you have that perspective. I don't know if you would know that if you
probably not.
Didn't, if you weren't on the other side of the camera, because it is, that is so, all of that is so right on.
And I don't know if you feel like this, but the worst is when someone overdirects you. And I'm finding that now, actors are smart. They don't need you to explain the background of every single character. Like this, I don't know if you feel that way, Anne, but I found that for me, just tell me one thing, let me think about it, because that's my job as an actor, and then get kind of like step back and
get
let
out
me
of
do.
My way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and it's all about not being cerebral. You know, like, right. You don't want to get in your head about how you're going to deliver that line or what your intention is or whatever, you know?
Especially if you've done the homework.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly.
You should, you know, read a book and talk to somebody. And
right, or, you know, think about the character beforehand and then right. just...
Yeah, remember. And then I assume that the majority, if not all the dialogue is scripted. It's not improvised.
Well, all of it's scripted for sure. Uh-huh. But you'll see in some episodes... Mm-hmm. There's some improv, but most everything is scripted.
Right.
When you say, or you improv, but it's more of like we do kind of this conversational thing.
Yeah. Well, I just remember when I came over to do the pickup shots, and you were like, "Oh, guess who was here? Guess who just left? Amy Sedaris." And I was like, "What?" That's when I found out she was gonna be on the show, and she was like, "Then I just was asking questions about what that was like, and." And how I was being told, of course, how amazing she is and how ready she is to just play like a jazz musician where you just, and I was so inspired. Like, I think
it really, yeah, I'm glad. Sorry. No, I mean, she just watching her, I wish that I could show other clips because it's really, she does not stop.
The way she works.
Yeah, it's just constant information that makes sense. The jokes make sense.
Mm-hmm.
We should do. Could you do like behind the scenes with Amy?
I think so. I'd have to ask. Okay.
Because I would be fascinated. Like, yeah. I would love to watch those, like what goes on in the take with her. I think she's so incredible.
And that's not to take away from the other cast. They're all
fantastic. Of course not. But I just
they're
know,
just less
I'm
so.
Hooked on her.
Yeah, they're just they're less important.
They're important.
No.
Just less important.
A little bit less.
Was the actress a comedy?
It is a comedy.
It is a comedy. It's still
a
going.
Dark comedy. It is still going.
We'll have to do another show just based on the actress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. That's fine.
For my new radio show, it's called Webwax.
Oh, there you go.
I gotta be very adaptable, I think.
Yeah. You should try acting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Richard's Wedding.
Oh, okay. I want to see that.
I wanted to check that out. And I will
That's
check
what
that.
I get a lot.
Do you want to check that? Yeah, I don't know where to see it, though.
It
I think I could probably get it from Jason. Oh, it's online.
Of course you could.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll give you a link. But it's also on, it's on demand.
Is it?
And you can go on to, if you have a major cable provider, it's up there. And then also it's on iTunes and Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Cool. It's amazing how much information I don't know.
Well, as we said earlier, there's a lot of content out there.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
But also I'm a tiny bit dumb. I really am. Yeah, I look no. maybe what? My diction maybe sounds smart, but my my brain.
It's all that acid.
Let me just tell you something. If I couldn't edit the show,
it would be really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It's okay if people know I'm.
You come from a comedy background. I mean, I'm looking at Comedy Central. Then there's also UCB. Mm-hmm. You're a regular at UCB, or you had a regular gig there. Which is the Upright Citizens Brigade for those who are not familiar.
Yeah, I perform there, and I perform other places too. That's where I did a lot of my solo stuff. So. My solo shows, so that's how I'm connected to them. And then I believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that my Louis opportunity really came about because of my connection there. They were drawing upon talent from the theater, and they called me in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind talking more about that? Because I'm such a huge fan of his, and I think he's pretty brilliant.
We're all kind of in awe.
I'm just putting this out into the universe. I would love for him to be a part of the actress in any way possible. Anyway, because I...
And that begs the visiting each other's worlds, because if you, then he can go over to...
crossing over.
F to 7th and, back. And so. She'll lend you Amy Sedaris if you lend her Louis C.K. Yeah. I think it's a fair trade. They're both brilliant minds.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was an amazing time. It was like...
episode?
It was the finale episode of the first season. My husband and fiance at the time...
Which was he at the time? Can't be both.
He's no longer her husband.
He's your fiance? Your husband?
We went backwards. We worked backwards.
Well, sometimes that works.
It's and then just they're going to start.
They're going to start dating.
Yeah.
Right. And then soon. Then courting.
I wish we could court again. I would like that.
And then they're going to have sex G-chats. And then... I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. But it, actually, we date back so long ago that that wouldn't be relevant. No, but it wasn't... he's amazing. I just had the best time. It was like the best day ever.
So I'm sorry, I missed one thing. So you were talking about this guy because he helped facilitate, or he's on the Louis show? Or?
Oh, no, my husband?
Yeah.
Well, he's this a comic. Guy. This guy, that you know. Guy.
Okay, he's a comic?
Yeah, he's a comic. Uh-huh. He's stand-up, and he reveres, of course, as most comics do, Louis. And so I always knew about Louis from Warren, my husband, mm-hmm. who also co-writes on The Actress, Warren Holstein, wonderful guy. I mean, I just knew all about him before I even auditioned. And I'd also seen his other show that was on HBO. And just,
how does he work, though? Like, what's the set experience like?
Very casual. I mean, and when I say that, comfortable. Like, very comfortable. And at that point, he was acting and directing. I think he still does that way. And it was interesting because that's a lot to be thinking about. Your writer, your actor, and your director. But he was really efficient in his direction. Very simple. And very direct and just really generous and so kind, like just such a nice guy.
Right. I mean, for that show, it's all in the writing. I mean, and he walks that fine line so beautifully between sensitive, lovable, and so, you know, offensively inappropriate. So I don't know how he manages.
It's just so honest, and it doesn't try to he's hit a note with this show that's so... It resonates so much with people because it's just honest and
absolutely true.
I love it.
And he's not afraid to go dark. It's a really dark show, and I feel like a lot of times with comedy, people are just, they think it's a certain thing. You have
irony
to be bright.
Is enough.
Yeah,
it's amazing something could be such a popular thing and not be ironic in this day and age.
Right, right. But I think that kind of humor is kind of the next movement of comedy. Because there are a lot of comics I know are very dark people, and they struggle, and being funny sometimes like is not just, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that episode of Louis where his friend is an alcoholic, and he comes to visit, and he says, "I'm going to commit suicide."
Right.
That's, who would ever do that? But it was weirdly funny, and then really touching at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it didn't go sentimental.
No, not at all. Not at all. Which, some of the... Well.
I mean, if you compare it to 99% of what you see on television,
yeah.
In a very special episode of Louis.
Yes.
So, yeah, my little anecdote is I also kind of will get obsessively into a show, especially if it's online, you know. I have a lot of films I have to see for other reasons, and I accidentally hit on Netflix Louis. I just said, you know, just in a moment of weakness, let me just watch a couple of it, because I had not watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not long ago. And I turned and I said, all right, let me just get away. And then, you know, you're 4 hours later. One more episode.
I know. Because just one more.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's just like you become this diehard fan.
Yeah.
I love what he's doing, too, because it's a man who has this tenderness, you know, and vulnerability. But he's also this kind of fumbling, jumbled up guy who's confused and does the wrong thing a lot, or says the wrong thing. And
ostensibly, he's very successful, but it's not part of the show, generally.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. I mean, you do have the stand-up moments, those takeouts. Usually it's at the Cellar, mm-hmm. where he's doing incredible material because he's so amazing.
But we do get sidetracked a little bit here. We're here to
talk about Louis
about
forever. Louis, if you're listening.
And I'm sure he is.
I love
that.
The series that we're discussing today is F to Seventh, which is the brainchild of Ingrid Youngerman. Anne Carr is here. She's an actress. She's a regular on the show.
She's in the third.
Oh, in the third episode? Yep. Okay.
And I have a bit in something. Oh, the doctor.
Oh, yeah, the doctor episode. Episode six. Mm-hmm.
How much have you shot?
We shot 8 episodes already. So
oh, you
editing.
Have?
Yeah.
So you're ready to go. So that's like a season? Or is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of make your own season. That's the cool thing about doing web series, too. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, I'm going to do
and
4.
Where will people find it? And again, it launches January 21st.
Yeah. It's on our website, ftoseventh.com. And it's on Vimeo and YouTube, and we'll post it everywhere.
So, and then, Anne, where are you from? We know that Ingrid as well. I don't know where you're from.
Nobody knows where it is.
Okay.
Palm Bay, Florida.
And where is that? What area of Florida?
It's like Melbourne, East Coast, Cocoa Beach, close to there. Mm-hmm. And I'm developing a feature now called Leghorn Road, and it's based there.
Oh, right, as we said.
Yeah, okay. And it's just, it's a really special place.
Why
but it's
is that?
Not, well, it's not the... Florida is not the South, really. Northern Florida is. So it's this kind of strange hodgepodge of people. There's surfers and rednecks and...
Very much, yeah.
I don't know, people that want to get out. And it's this really crazy place to grow up because there's... All I did was dream about leaving.
Really?
That's not all I did. I mean, when I was... I had a great child. Mm-hmm. It was a great place to grow up, but there was a certain point where there was just nothing there. There's no culture. There was no culture at that time. Mm-hmm. And I just could not wait to get out. It wasn't cool to be gay there either. It was just, you know, I used to make fun of gay people when I was there.
Already self-aware?
I came out when I was 18. But that was like as soon as I left and went to college. This whole world sort of opened up to me. So when I was there, yeah, we used
And then
to,
you get there and they're like, yeah, right. We're all gay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
You're in college.
But that's one thing about I like to write about words a lot, because when I was there, the word dyke was not a positive thing. It was very negative, and mm-hmm. calling someone that was, you know, derogatory. So I like to play with words in the show and talk about what those things mean. For me, you know, a lot of women say dyke and they're very proud of that, but that was never a good thing growing mm-hmm. up.
And were you very conscious about how you portrayed gay women in the show, because it's ostensibly about gay women? Were you concerned at all? Did it play a role in how you wrote the characters in terms of the way they'd be perceived?
You know, perception to me, I can't really control, so that just kind of happens. All I can do is be honest, and I feel like there was a lot of things within the gay community that I struggled with because, you know, I understand trying to... It's almost like that whole... the idea that what I was seeing in films and any sort of gay-oriented art was that it was everything was very positive. And I felt like that's not really honest, because it's not, you know, some of us aren't great people. And that's okay. That makes us normal. I think that's more normal than kind of perpetuating this idea of perfection. Mm-hmm. And I understand it, because you have to sort of move forward in a community and make change, and you have to put forth the sort of positive image. But I was really frustrated with that, and I wanted to make a show that was about my struggles with the gay community. And some people might like that, and some people might not, but it's, for me, really important to talk about.
The show is called F2 Seventh, a reference to a mode of transportation and to a location in Brooklyn, where the series takes place, I imagine, by and large. The creator of the series is Ingrid Youngerman, who's here today, and it stars Ingrid and also Ann Carr, and it will be launching on the 21st of January.
Yeah, well, we run them every Monday, so people can check back every week.
Oh, very good.
Because I've learned that people sort of want something regular to check back, and I feel like having a date and then doing it repeatedly is a way to have viewers come back.
And also check out the actress.
And yes, please do.
Where would I go to watch that? The
you
actress.
You can go actresstheseries.com.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube. We're going to be launching a Kickstarter campaign soon that mm-hmm. Ingrid has been so wonderfully helpful with, and we're going to start shooting season 3. We had a bit of a hiatus because we got married. And that
me and Anne.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good.
I always
were you a bridezilla? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't, but I do wish that I'd been a little more like, hey, I want this.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the one time where it's like kind of okay to be doing that.
No, but you always ask for what you want.
You know
what I'm
what?
Learning.
You're right.
Yeah, I
want it this way.
Yes.
And
I think women have a problem with that.
Because people could say no. Sometimes. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and especially when you're when you are in charge of a project, mm-hmm. when you're, you know, that and where the buck stops at your proverbial desk, you know, you have to be the one to be like, hey, listen, this has to be done this way, and this is the way I want it.
Yeah.
That's so true, Ingrid.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know.
God.
No, but I do find that, especially with women, they're afraid to say, I want something. They feel bad, and that's not their role, or they feel like...
They have to apologize on something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I apologize.
Well, I want you to...
I don't want to end this particular episode, and I want you to come back to check in again, maybe, you know, after this season.
That would be awesome, yeah.
That'd be great. So thank you both for coming on to the show.
Thanks a lot.
It means a lot to me, and it's been a joy to meet you both and to get to know you a little bit.
Awesome. Thanks, Anne.